Blog Talk Radio.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules of the past. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. My commitment to us is deeper than I ever conceived it could be between a man and a woman. I never dreamed that my belief in the Lord's word would manifest itself in this fashion. I live to put into words what being one with you does to my spirit. I look forward to loving you in a way not known to either of us. Have I ever known love like this? I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. I have never loved like this before. I refuse to allow it to disappear as those in the past. You are my treasure that I've searched for most of my adult life. It would be crazy to let the daily distractions of living dismantle what I have discovered. I will not look back, but embrace the new love created by our connection. I've never known love like this. I never known love. Never known love like this. I've never known love like this.
Hello, everyone. This is James Deshay, your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And again, I am so happy to be back with you in this opportunity to spend this hour running my mouth with you. And I truly hope you're prepared to call in and chime in on what we're discussing this evening. I tell you, we're in a very turbulent time. And if you're out there and you're not engaged in what's happening around our country, then you're not in a position to be a part of the solution. This is one period in a time when we need everyone to be engaged in what's happening. I have to tell you that 8 years ago when Barack Obama was running for president, I thought that was one of the most engaging times of our life, you know, where we really and honestly needed people to be on their game, in the game, involved, and off the bench and ready to play, because if we just had to make a statement, all of us, all the races had to make a statement. And we stood up, and I was so very proud of the way that everyone stood up and were and gave an account for themselves. Those individuals from white America, those individuals, women did, Hispanics did, African-Americans did, And so, therefore, our voices were heard in a way that was never heard before. And so I embraced that time as though we had turned the corner. I really believe that as a nation, we had turned the corner when all of us came together as one and elected someone who we never had thought America was prepared to elect. And people from other countries embraced him as well as this new vision of America. And he was a celebrity. I mean, he really was. And somehow he's lost his celebrityism because of a pushback. And now we have this situation where we've gone we took the high road to get him elected, and now we're on the road, a low road, and in a lot of different ways. So it is important for America to come together again. It's important for all genders to come together. It's important for all races to come together. It's just important because we're at a time that is going to be significant. A significant decision is about to be made, and there are a lot of different things we're going to be accountable for when this decision is made. And so we have to be prepared to make the right decisions, because the wrong decision is going to take us so far backwards that we're going to be in trouble trying to get back to where we were when we elected Barack Obama. And I'm serious about that. There's so much turmoil in our country. 2 days ago, a day or two ago, you had a man who just walked up to a police officer and fired 12 shots. And thank God he only hit him three, and he was able to return fire, and the gentleman was captured. And the problem with that is, as bad as some officers have behaved in our country throughout these last 3 or 4 years, the last thing we need is chaos where people are out there shooting at police officers. And my belief is that all lives matter, not just black lives, not just white lives, not just Hispanic lives, not just women lives, not just men lives. All lives have value. And we have to learn to respect all lives. But we've come in a time where somehow we have just lost our way. You know, I'm not sure if it's because of the technology that we have now. I'm not sure if it's because we've got together and became unionized ourselves, galvanized ourselves together, and we're starting to feel that pushback. But it is a terrible time. And the only way we can get accomplished what we need to get accomplished is if we push back and we force people to understand that we demand the right for the lives that are across the country to be seen with value. And right now that does not seem the case. There seems to be so many cases that are in-your-face type of cases, and we have to figure out how to find a solution to this chaos. We're involved with situations where we're worried about terrorists, we're worried about ISIS, we're worried about domestic terrorism, we're worried about police brutality, we're worried about all kinds of different things. And now we're faced with a presidential election period where we have someone like Donald Trump who is, I'm not going to even use the kind of terms he used on against him, because I just think it's awful to listen to him so blatantly call people such crazy names and say such blatant, ugly things about each other. When George Bush was our president nearly 8 years ago, and he was president for 8 years, I was disgusted with him being president, but he was still my president, and I respected him, and I would have never disrespected him over the airways to the degree that Donald Trump finds it so easily, he's so easily able to disrespect people. So I'm coming to you today because I think we need to discuss where we are as a nation, where we are with some of the tragic things that are happening around our country, and how we seem to be going backwards. I have to be honest with you. I really feel that we are going backwards, that somehow our nation has lost its way. 8 years ago, I thought we had found a place to, in our country where blacks, whites, Hispanics, women, men could come together and have one voice. But right now, we're not speaking with one voice. Right now, we're torn apart, and somehow another ugly voice has raised its head. And somehow we're embracing that ugly voice in a way that has never been embraced before. Yeah, I really thought we were beyond that point. But when we have situations across our country, throughout our country, where police officers who are the backbone of our nation, I mean, our police force is the organizations that keep us safe, that keep us out of harm's way, that keep us able to follow our Constitution, but yet there's some men and women who are on our police forces these days who seem to think that the citizens are the enemy, who seem to think that African-American lives are not to be respected, that they find it easy to gun down unarmed African-Americans and then don't want to be held accountable. And to me, that is being a terrorist too. Anytime that you wage war against innocent individuals of any race, of any religion, it is my belief that you're creating terrorism. And so I'm just coming to you tonight hoping that you're able and willing to call in and talk to me about what you see in our country. You know, in Baltimore, they had the first trial, and it ended up in a hung jury. The gentleman wasn't, the jury was unable to come to a decision. And I understand how tough a decision it is, because people want to believe in police officers. They want to believe that police officers are doing the right thing, but sometimes they're not, and we have to hold them accountable when they're not doing the right thing. There is nothing more valuable or more important than life, and when you're somehow oblivious to life, then you need to be held accountable to the way you behave. And as Baltimore goes through this transitional period where they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about this type of behavior, where they're going to move on in terms of the citizens believing in government, believing in the police department, believing in their city, that is going to have a serious impact on the country at large, because we have many areas going through that same thing. New York is going through it. Michigan is going through it. California is going through it. Texas is going through it. And so we have major states around the country that are facing the same situation. And we're going to have to address these questions, because we cannot have our citizens feeling as though they're under attack. And that means if African Americans are under attack, everybody is under attack. This is not just an African American problem. This is an American problem. And we have to see it that way, because if you don't see it that way, you will lose a lot of your rights that are available to you. And people like Donald Trump are not the answer to the question of our country. And we have to address the situation in a way that we make sure that we take the right steps. And the right steps require us to be engaged. We have to be engaged. We have to be listening to the news. We have to be seeking out the answers to the problems that our country have right now. And as of this time, We're not. We're seeing too many people embracing the kind of rhetoric that Donald Trump is spewing out his mouth and allowing him to overshadow the voices that have a honest, have some quality solutions. So we're going to have to seek an opportunity to see where we're going to go as a nation. And if we keep refusing to allow the voices of common sense to fill the airways, and we allow Donald Trump's foolishness to fill the airways, more and more people are going to be engaged by him. And it's important that we realize that we have gone too far to allow ourselves to go backwards at this time. And I have to tell you, yeah, you're right, I'm on a soapbox tonight. I'm on a soapbox because I cannot believe where we have allowed ourselves to go. I was so proud of us, America. I was so proud of us, how we held ourselves together. Now, I was disappointed when we released the numbers of people who were in the Senate and in the House back to Republicans. I was disappointed, but we did not allow them to make Barack Obama a one-term president. And so now, after we've had two terms of Barack Obama, how in the world can we go backwards and allow ourselves to be fooled by some of the people who are having a voice right now in the Republican Party? So I'm saying to you, it's time for us to be engaged, time for us to seek out an opportunity to have our voices heard in a way that they were never heard before, even more so than they were when Barack Obama was running for president. We have the time right now to say we refuse to go backwards. We refuse to allow what the past, to go back to the past with the kind of rhetoric being spewed by Donald Trump and others in the Republican Party. We're going to go forward. We're going to elect Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. That's right. I'm a Hillary Clinton fan, and I refuse to allow the past, the foolishness that they speak in regards to Bill Clinton, to fog my judgment. I refuse to be off my mark with that foolishness. I know the kind of commitment that Hillary Clinton has made to our nation, how she has been fully engaged and involved in trying to make our world a better place, and I will not be misguided by the foolishness that I've heard of late. It is time for us to get off our rear ends and be engaged in trying to do the right thing and taking our country in the right direction and not listen to this foolishness that is being spewed out of the mouths of these Republicans. I love America, and I want America to move forward and in the right direction. I just know that we cannot allow people in the Republican Party to move us backwards, and that's what they're committed to doing. When they're committed to taking us backwards and treating us and dividing us into different segments so that our voices can't be heard, that our voices are diminished, and that they make rules and legislation that only benefit the rich, that is going backwards. And we can't allow that to happen in our country. We can't allow our country to be misled and misdirected by those who are committed to one segment of the population. These people are committed and to only the rich, and they don't see or understand the kinds of things that we're going through at this time. So I want to tell you guys, it is time for us to wake up. It is time for us to get engaged. It is time for us to go out there and work in these different races to get involved and make sure that the Democrats take over the House and the Senate again and lead us in the right direction. Lead us in the direction where we continue to care about each other as Americans. And we refuse to be misled and misdirected by the rhetoric that is being spewed by people like Donald Trump. I would love for somebody to come on and tell me how Donald Trump is going to lead us in the right direction, how the ugliness that he spews out his mouth continuously is the kind of voice we want to be led by, the kind of voice we want to be identified with around the country. How in the world is he going to make anybody do anything when he comes out and he's calling people stupid, how he's calling people thieves, and how he's calling people all these negative things, and then he's going to end up working with them in a positive way? That's ridiculous. It's not going to happen. He is doing nothing but dividing this country, dividing us into segments, and having us fight each other individually. There is no union that will take place under Donald Trump. And I'm letting you know right now, you being put on notice by me, that if we go anywhere close to electing Donald Trump, it says something about who we are and what we are as a nation. So it is time out for that. Now, I'm sorry for being on my soapbox. I'm just telling you like it is. It is time for us to really focus on those things that are local, those things that are state, and those things that are federal. We have some issues in our cities that we need to address. We have some issues in our state that we need to address. We have some things we need to address as a nation. But Donald Trump is not able to do any of those things in terms of helping us. So I'm going to tell you, this is what I'm feeling and thinking tonight. And those of you who are not with me, I'm sorry, you're going in the wrong direction. So I'm going to tell you, for right now, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and continue to discuss where we are as a nation and what direction we ought to be moving in regards to how we're going to unionize our country, how we're going to bring ourselves together. So we're going to take a break for right now, and I'll be right back with you in a few minutes. And I want you prepared to chime in. Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I am Princess Cooper with the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and you're listening to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections with host James Deshay right here every Saturday at 8 p.m. Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Hi, I'm Curtis Stone, and this is Bilo's Cooking with Curtis for under $10. This month, I've chosen tomatoes from Bilo's fantastic fresh produce. So come on, click here, and let's eat well for less.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweepers redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
A better network as explained by an abnormally large basketball hoop.
When a wireless network has bigger capacity, more data gets through more quickly. Score. Better matters. Verizon.
All right, guys, I'm back with you, and I just want to tell you, I'm talking to you today, and I want to share with you what my thoughts and feelings are, because it's really important that you know who James Deshay is, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And the reason why is because I want my voice to be heard over all those other voices that may be steering you in the wrong direction. And that's just my opinion. I have to tell you that we live in a country that has become used to the type of violence that takes place across the nation each and every day, to the point where there is nearly 30,000 individuals who are murdered each year by gun violence. And that's a part of the part of the political scene that we need to deal with as well. In this politics, we have to overcome the voices of the NRA, who is telling us we don't have any problems. There are no problems with 30,000 people being murdered every year. And I'm just sitting back when I listen to their voice and hear them tell me that it's okay for 30,000 healthy individuals to be gunned down every year, and we don't have any problems with the law versus laws related to guns. There are no problems. And I listen to that, and I'm thinking, wow, normally people who have created an environment where they don't have a lot of gun violence, normally people look at a solution that they see in one place and try to develop that similar solution where they are. Now, they don't have the same type of violence in Canada. They don't have the same type of violence in England. They don't have the same type of violence in Japan. And they don't have that similar same in many countries, major countries throughout the world. But yet, America refuses to address gun violence because we've gotten used to the violence. We've gotten used to hearing about people being gunned down in the street. And the answer to gun violence by Donald Trump is more citizens need to carry guns. Now, you need to listen to that. You need to listen to that and let it go through your ears, let it go through your consciousness, and see where it takes you as a smart individual, as an intelligent individual. How in the world could it be possible for more guns to be the solution to gun violence? We already have a lot of accidental shootings as it is. So the answer to reducing gun violence is to increase the number of people who can pull weapons out of their holsters, pull weapons from their ankles, pull weapons from their back, from their waistband, and start shooting. So ask yourself, in all the different times that we've had situations where people were killing mass number of people, how could it possibly been more helpful for 5-6 guys pulling out guns and start firing as though they were only going to hit the person they were shooting at? We have trained police officers who are supposed to only hit the people they're shooting at, who are gunning down innocent people, who are gunning down people who are just happen to be nearby. So how is it possible that we're going to let a whole nation carry guns and be safer than we would be otherwise? See, these are the kinds of statements that are being made by people like Donald Trump and Rubio and Jeb Bush. And those people, voices are yelling and screaming over people with common sense like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And see, and if you don't stop and listen and make sure you fully understand what these people are saying, you'll get drawn into that foolishness and get into the fog and not see the light. the Republican solution to everything is taking you backwards. When you hear Donald Trump says, we'll be great again, what does he mean? I believe we're great right now. Everybody expects the United States of America to be the answer or have the answer to the problems of the world. So if they're looking to us for the answers, what does that say about who we are? But we believe Donald Trump and the Republican Party, who is always telling us how we're going in the wrong direction, how we're making fools of ourselves, and how we're not doing the right thing, the gloom and doom party. That's what the Republican Party is, the gloom and doom party. Here we are with gas prices lower than they've ever been, or excuse me, let me correct myself, not lower than they've ever been, but lower than we've had in years. More and more people are going back to work. More and more people are experiencing getting raises. I can tell you from a personal level that I am experiencing a lot more freedom with the present situation related to my finances. The fact that I don't, at one point where filling up my truck was going to cost $100. To tell you a secret, I never filled my car up. When it was going to be $100 to fill it up, I refused to do it. I would fake myself up and only fill it up halfway because I didn't want to experience what putting $100 in my truck meant. Now, I can take $20 and my truck is halfway. $40 is filling it up. And you're going to tell me we're not in a better situation now under Barack Obama? More and more people have health care. What is it? What kind of person are you when you want to believe that it's okay for a large segment of our society to be without health care? What does that say about you as an individual when you feel comfortable with a large segment of our population not being able to go to the doctor? Well, I want to say to you as an American that I don't mind if my taxes have to be raised. I don't mind if my health care expense has to be raised. If that means increasing the number of people that are able to go to the doctor at a reasonable cost, I don't mind having to bite the bullet. I consider those people, that 1% of the population who has 80% of the wealth, they're greedy. They're greedy, and that behavior and that thought to me is un-American. When you have companies who are keeping their profits away from our country by leaving them overseas so that they don't have to pay taxes, that is un-American. When you have banks that do things to raise their profits off the back of the middle class and the poor, that is un-American. I'm with Bernie Sanders on a lot of the things he say related to the greed on Wall Street. They give themselves these bonuses that are outrageous when the rest of us are down here suffering because of the lack of services that we could have if they would pay their fair share. It's not the poor that is destroying this country. It's the rich. The rich who is refusing to pay their fair share. The rich who are willing to give executive major bonuses but don't care enough about their workers who are doing the real work and making the real profit. And that goes for the entertainment industry too. Disney and all these companies that are making mad profits off these movies and everything, but they're charging $100 per person to go into their parks. Do you think they're catering to the middle class? Honestly, do you think they're catering to middle class America, those people who have four or five in their family, when they're charging $100 per person? And those of us who are making under $250,000 who are willing to vote for that foolishness are crazy. It is time for us as Americans to be engaged and see the light. Those of you who are making under $250,000 and voting for Republicans as though somehow they are the light are in the darkness. It's time for you to wake up and see the direction that these people are taking us in. Or are you voting for them because they're putting their foot on the necks of the minorities? Is that why you're voting for them? Because you enjoy seeing them punish minority people, the minority races, the minority religions? Is that the reason why you're voting Republican, not understanding that at the same time they're putting their foot on the necks of African Americans and Latinos and on Muslims? They're putting their foot on your neck as well. Donald Trump is not anywhere near the savior for the middle class. He cares about his own class, and that's the rich class. You want someone to lead our country to the promised land who's filed bankruptcy five or six times, and that's the kind of leadership you want? He has the nerve to talk about Bill Clinton, who's been married to one woman despite the struggles they've had to go through, and he's been married to three or four different women and has been unfaithful to every one of them, and he got the nerve to talk about Bill Clinton? What kind of foolishness are we willing to listen to? It is truly time for us to wake up and let people know that we're not going to go backwards. If the Republican Party wants to have our vote, they need to put somebody forth that's willing to vote for. And right now, the people that they have are not cutting it. So I'm saying to you, it is time for our voices to be heard, for us to galvanize our positions that go cut across races, that cut across sex, that cut across religion lines, and understand that we all need to galvanize together, come together, and have our voices heard. We will not be going backwards with this foolishness being spewed out of the mouths of people like Donald Trump. And I'm sorry to tell you, if Donald Trump is your hero, you got blinders on. You are misguided. If you don't see Hillary as the kind of person who's going to work for the middle class, who's going to make sure that we're given a fair shake, a fair opportunity to raise ourselves from wherever we are, then you got blinders on. It's time for you to see the country and the leadership in the Republican Party for what it is. They work hard for the rich, not for the middle class. Time for you to recognize that those individuals in leadership have to learn to respect and appreciate and value the minorities of this country. Okay, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back with you for the final segment of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We're going to come back to you and finish up this final segment of my hour show, And I had to get this stuff off my chest. I need you to understand who James Deshaies is and what he believes in. And if you don't believe in the same thing, then you need to call in and tell me. I'm open-minded. I'll listen. But I'm not going to listen to foolishness. When you call in, you better be right on and let me know what it is you. But right now, I'm telling you, those of you who are voting for the Republican Party or voting for people like Donald Trump, you got blinders on, and you're leading the country in the wrong direction. We'll be back in a few minutes to close out the show. This is James Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Hi, I am Princess Cooper, CEO of Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and we would like to welcome the following shows. Teen Talk Radio with Minister Clarence Arad in Columbia, South Carolina. Been There, Done That with Cindy Smith in Atlanta, Georgia. Recovery Just for Today with Lloyd Jr. and Lloyd Sr. in Atlanta, Georgia. Chef Shack Live with Chicafrica Simmons in Tallahassee, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. It's a Way Out, hosted by Marlon Reed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Wake Up Call, hosted by Pastor Annie Sally, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Spiritually Reincarnated with host Gilbert Sines from Orlando, Florida. Breaking the Silence, the dialogue about mental health with Don E. Miller from Atlanta, Georgia. And Regina's World with Regina E. Williams, live from Columbia, South Carolina. We are a better network for having them aboard.
Okay, guys, I'm going to calm down a little bit and have a few things I need to share with you. You know, this is Thoughts, Love, and Reflection brought to you by Sports Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And the number that I want you to call in on is 657-383-0309. And we're here every Saturday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, from 8 o'clock Eastern Time to 9 o'clock. And I just want to let you know that this is a show that welcomes your involvement. Now, I can tell you I've gotten to the point where I can carry a show, but I want your involvement. I want you to call in. I want you to get in touch with me. I want you to get in touch with me and let me know what it is you want to talk about. If there's something you want to discuss, email me at djames82@aol.com, and we'll talk about what it is discuss it off the air to see, what it is you want to talk about and see when we can schedule putting you on the air. So I want you to know that I want to involve you, those of you across the country who would like to co-host with me sometime. And give me a call or write to me. I'll even give you my cell number. It is 407-394-9819. You can call me on my cell phone and say, hey, James, I'd like the opportunity to discuss this particular subject with you. And I think your audience would benefit from hearing about this particular topic. And I'll be more than willing to hear or listen to you. Or you can email me again at djames82@aol.com. I'm more than willing to – I'd love to get your emails and hear what is you think about the show or what do you think about some of the statements I've made. I'm an open-minded individual, and I'd love the opportunity to talk to my audience and see what direction you want your show. This is your show, and we want to know – or we wanted to all our voices to be heard. I'm not the kind of person who wants to speak with just one voice. I want to have your voices heard on my show as well. I'm a very opinionated person, but I am open-minded to the ideas of others, and I'm willing to listen. But once I've listened to you, I'm going to give you my opinion about whatever the topic might be. So I want you to feel comfortable with calling into the show again, 657-383-0309. We're live every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And my name is James Deshaies, your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. And I just want to let you know that I'm working on my third book right now, but I've written and published two books, Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. And I'm working on my third book. It should be published in the next 3 or 4 months. And I want you to get my books and let me know what it is you think of my writing. I write a lot of poetry. I'm working on a romance novel. It'll be my fourth book. And I love writing. I have to tell you, I just recently retired. And now I have a lot of free time to do the kinds of things I want to do. So I'm really embracing my retirement. I'm going on a sabbatical where I'm only doing what I want to do. I'm going to be working on my health. I have some weight issues. I need to get off some of these pounds. So I've employed two trainers that I'm going to be working with over the course of the next year. And so I just want to know that there are people, at some point in time in your life, after you work 30 years, and I've worked 30-plus years at Orange County Public Schools, and I now believe it's time for me to focus on me. I worked hard enough throughout that 30-year period, and most of that time I worked on two jobs, and I love America. I want you to understand this. I love America. I believe in capitalism. I've had a number of businesses that I've worked on, and so I believe in business entrepreneurship, and I believe in the American way. But right now I think we're going in the wrong direction when people like Donald Trump have a bigger voice than people who've been committed their lifetime to the middle class, like Hillary Clinton. And Sanders is a great man. I don't think he's ready for prime time, but some of his ideas related to the wrong direction we've gone into related to the rich is, I think, right on. But I just want to tell you guys that I'm going to be here for the long haul. You can look forward to my show being here for the next year, and we're going to continue to try to increase our audience, create an opportunity for you to have a voice on my show. Again, I want to ask you guys to email me at djames82@aol.com. I want you to follow me on Facebook. James Deshay. That last name is spelled D-E, capital S-H-A-Y. I want you to follow me on Facebook. I now have 5,000 friends, so I can't have any more friends, but you can certainly follow me. I write a daily inspirational verse. I call it Just a Thought. And I want you to read my Just a Thought, son. I hope they will inspire you to have a great day each and every day. So I want to ask you guys to just to work with me, embrace my show, embrace the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and I want you to be a part of our show. I see we have a caller out there, so I'm going to let this caller come in because I've been on the show running my mouth the whole entire time and see what this caller may have to share with us. 7861, are you out there?
I'm here.
All right. Tell me what's on your mind. I've been on my soapbox the whole entire show. So what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, you just said this is your show. You said that to us. You said this is your show. Then you turned around and said it back, it being your show as in you. So I need to know first whose show is it? Because if it's my show, then I need.
Hey, look here. I know that voice and you calling me on it. And you're right. You caught me. So I'm going to give in. It is actually, I am the host of the show, but it's my audience show. It's for all of us. So you're right. I'm the host,
but it's for my audience.
You
know me, so you know I'm going to give you a hard time about stuff.
Look here. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to know, where do you think we are as a nation? Because I got to get that out of you. We had a lot of discussions, but we haven't had the opportunity to talk. What do you think about this phenomenon of Donald Trump?
Well, you know, I must say that I have been very surprised. In the very beginning when he came out, he said some things, and I was like, okay, well, you know, that's it. And then he didn't go away, and he said a couple other things. And then the people seem to embrace him. So it's kind of troubling to me. It makes me feel that everything that I've said or felt with anyone about President Obama's presidency has been true. From the beginning, when the elected officials like Cantor and those others said that they would never work with him because working with him would mean he would be successful. This is what they said from the beginning. So they sabotaged them from the beginning. And the people that said after the first 4 years he was going to be put out and somebody else was going to come in, and now he got back in, so now they feel like they're going to, quote-unquote, recapture America. So that lets me know that there are a lot of people who have a lot of angst, hatred for other viewpoints and other ways of thinking. If it's not their way, then it's absolutely wrong, and you need to leave our country, because that's how they view it, as their way is the right way. Anybody else's way is the wrong way. Everybody else who is not does not look like me is not an American, and therefore they don't belong here. Just like that lady who was in the audience with Trump, who they took out. They let her in there. They set her behind him. The lady sat down, didn't bother anybody. Yet they kicked the lady out. They say, oh, you got a bomb on you. You're trying to cause problems. You know, all this stuff. The lady didn't do anything. So why would you take this lady out if you are a believer in the Constitution, you're a believer in America, you believe in equal rights for everybody as you claim, yet we know that that's not the truth. So that's just showing me the true colors of Trump and his believers, or his backers, rather.
And I think you're right on. I think that is so much a part of where we are as a nation. And I think it's almost, you know, if we go to the extreme, like the Republican parties are ready to go to the extreme every time they make statements, you could almost say that was treason, the fact that they were willing to sabotage any efforts that Barack Obama had to help America. They were willing to sabotage it, which would mean at the detriment of the citizens.
Yes.
That should be considered treason.
Yes.
But yet they thought it was okay. So you're so right that it is. We somehow or another, we don't remember those statements and see that for what it is. If Barack would have said some of those similar statements they would want to impeach him. They already tried to impeach him for a number of things, but never when they said he was going to be a one-term president or we are never going to let him pass any legislation that's going to be successful. That was on the back of the middle class because that's who he was fighting for. So you are so right that it is the Republican Party has shown their true colors throughout his whole reign, 8 years.
Yeah, it's kind of disheartening. You know, I never believed that we were in a post-racial society, but it's just amazing and alarming that the hate that comes out of some people. You know, gas is under $2 a gallon. It's been that way for a while. People are getting jobs. The housing market has rebounded such that they raised interest rates recently. All kinds of good things are happening, yet I keep hearing about how these people are upset. Well, what are you upset about? What are you angry about? The only thing you can be angry about is certain people who you elected who haven't done their job or that you don't like the people that are in there for whatever reason you have, so you want to get somebody else in. But again, gas prices are low. Interest rates just got raised after 8 years. Okay, people are unemployment is low. People have health care. So who is mad and why are you mad? The only thing I can think of is this a racial thing. It's an Obama thing. And it's kind of sad that we're still there in 2016.
And the other thing, Derek, is the statement that Donald Trump used, America will be great again.
Again.
Again. So where are we now? If we're not great now, we're the number one country in the world. Everybody looks for us for answers. Our economy is great. People in America make more money than everybody else in the world. What great again? I'm trying to figure out where have we lost our greatness to the degree that we got to be great again.
I agree with you 100%. Very, very puzzling. Very puzzling.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Our poor are other people's rich. So so how in the world can we be, you know, where is this gloom and doom? I call them the Republican Party, the gloom and doom party. Because that's all they talk
about. Scary. Yeah, they're scary, man. They're scary. And these people who continue to vote Republican for whatever their reason is are not serving themselves any justice. And they're going to get exactly what they continue to get it. They're getting what they deserve based on the people they keep putting in office. And they're not helping you, but you still keep voting them in for whatever odd reason.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. And especially poor white people voting Republican. And so the Republican Party is doing something for them.
Voting against their interests. Voting against their interests every day. And it is amazing to me. And it's scary that somebody got that kind of mind hold over you that you just going to keep voting for them, lock, stock, and barrel. Don't even hold them accountable.
Right. They put in the head, you think, oh, they're going to put the foot on next to these Latinos, these African Americans, these Muslims. And not knowing they got that same foot on your neck.
That's right. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah. You know, you getting choked just like everybody else, but you don't see it that way because you're too busy looking at other people. Well, Derek, I want to thank you for calling in and helping me get through this hour. And, look, I really appreciate you, and I hope that you call back. I'm going to be on this show for another year regardless. So I want you to come and co-host with me sometime, and let's just talk about things. You know how we used to debate every day.
Yes, sir. Anytime. Let me know, and I'll be ready to get on with you.
Yeah, because we used to go at it at the museum, so there ain't no reason why we can't go at it now with plenty of listeners. So they'll let you know.
All right.
Well, it's time for me to close it up, and we finish the show with an opportunity to hear from another voice. And, guys, I am just letting you know I am fired up for Thoughts, Love, and Reflection and Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. This is our opportunity to have a voice, and I want to thank you all for listening to me. And, again, I want you to participate. So call me, write me, let me know what it is you think, because I want you to be a part of this show. you are the force that I want to get to galvanize and have direction. This is James Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, and I'll see you next week. Take care, everybody.
In the past, my life has been inundated by those who truly didn't understand the term commitment. The connections would flourish and become entangled by daily life experiences. Quickly, that which seemed so promising turned barren. What has recently appeared before me seems to break all the rules of the past. I find myself waiting to overcome the next obstacle because the connection will be strengthened by the experience. You have created a love within me which was unforeseeable. I've never known love like this. I've never known love like this. My commitment to us is deeper than I ever conceived it could be between a man.